All right then, you lot. Stand behind the yellow line. Pay attention. It's time for your induction. Welcome to the Malcolm Turnbull Correctional Centre for the Patriotically Deficient. Help us to help you make sure your stay here is as comfortable as possible by following all directives, actual or imagined. Now, if you miss any instructions today, don't worry. You'll find yourself helpfully clubbed over the backs of the knees if you should fail to adhere to any of the guidelines. Remember, they are only guidelines. Nothing is compulsory. Everyone has freedom of speech.
Excuse me!
Shut up, Wilson. As I was saying, if you feel the need to express yourself, please let the nearest freedom facilitator know. Now, those are the friendly folks dressed like riot police with tasers. They will assist you to express yourself in a manner which does not cause offence, vilify or otherwise upset white people or involve any awkwardness for the government. This is a maximum security voluntary facility, so thank you for choosing to join us and do the right thing for Australia. You're here because you've all been charged under the Un-Australian Acts Act of holding disagreeable opinions contrary to the majority prescribed view, and you've been found guilty in the court of public opinion, also known as the Murdoch Press, of being un-Australian. And look, it's my right to let you know here and now, also anonymously on Facebook, that you disgust me, you people. You're all unpatriotic maggots and have gotten your right comeuppance by having the rest of the community, the Murdoch Press, volunteer you on your behalf to attend this not actually compulsory 24-hour re-education facility. Now, it won't be too much of an inconvenience because the communications minister's called all your employers to complain and coincidentally, you've all been fired from your jobs. All right. First things first, roll call. Scamp McIntosh, former golfing journalist from NITV, guilty of tweeting on Anzac Day that the diggers died for his right to be able to tweet on Anzac Day and criticise the diggers.
Here?
Clive Crumpet Features, boycotted the halal boycott at his local supermarket.
Here?
Mr. F. On the Moon, if that is even your real name, refused to draw Muhammad and has since been rightly accused anonymously of being a coward and is also a traitor. Shulamith Framplington, overheard calling them Anzac cookies. Oh, Shulamith.
Yeah.
Bob Johnson, lives on a remote Aboriginal community. I suppose that's more a category error than overtly un-Australian, but beggars can't be choosers. Are you here, Bob?
Yeah.
And finally, Clayton Nipplesnip, who, when it came to Australia, didn't love it, but also didn't leave it.
Yeah.
Hand over your passport, Clayton. It's too late for that now. Now, down that corridor to your left is the solitary confinement wing. In here, that's less of a punishment, more of an escape. On your right is the Jared Henderson ward for the criminally inaccurate. No correspondence will be entered into. It's self-explanatory, really. That's where we keep the worst of the worst of the worst. Cartoonists, Fairfax journalists, and ABC radio announcers. Trust me, you don't want to end up down there. Now, everyone will need to be on their best behaviour today. We have a visit from the Human Rights Commission. Oh, don't worry, it's just Tim Wilson. So you'll all be locked in your cells, voluntarily, of course, or you'll get the water cannon. It's your choice. This is a free country. And remember, when you've paid your debt to society and you're free to go, you can check out any time you want, but you can never leave.